Hello, everybody. I'm Carrie Wilt, a speaker, writer, and a heart cultivator with a soul full of sunshine who is on a mission to help you flourish. That's because not long ago, I looked down and discovered that my life had become an overplanted mess that was choking out my relationships, my creativity, and purpose. I was irritable, exhausted, and watering everything else but myself. That's when some soul-searching journal time and a late-night rereading of my great-great-grandmother's classic, The Secret Garden, unearthed this well-tended life truth, that every locked-up, weed-filled, withering life can bloom and grow again with the help of just a little magic. Now, I'm not talking about the kind of magic that needs a wand and a trick top hat. I'm talking about a dig in, make room, prune away, work on, water well, weed, and feed your soul kind of life-tending magic that I can't wait to share with you here on this podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Well-Tended Life. I am your host, Carrie Wilt, a speaker, writer, and heart cultivator who is on a mission to help you grow through any season. I am here with my special guest, Daniel Davies, a friend and just bright light in the world. And she has agreed to come on and talk to me for this series about joy, goodness, and growth. Now, this series was inspired by the words of my great-great-grandmother in her book, The Secret Garden, when she wrote, "Mistress Mary always felt that however many years she lived, she should never forget the first morning when her garden began to grow." And we always think that we won't forget, right? We won't forget the joy that's happened today or the goodness that we're grateful for or the growth. We think that we will remember it all. And the truth is most of us don't even see it. It's right there in front of us every single day. And most of us are just rushing too fast to even notice it. And so my hope is that by interviewing people from all walks of life, all across the country, and having them share about the joy, goodness, and growth happening in their life, that you too, who's listening and watching today, that you will begin to take notice of it in yours. Because I know those people are out there, you're thinking, no, there's no growth in my life. There's no joy. There's no goodness. I promise you, it's there. You just have to seek it and start to open your eyes a little bit. So let's dig in. Welcome, Danielle. Thank you for sitting with me today.
No, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Awesome. So I know who you are, but why don't you tell everybody a little bit about Danielle?
Well, I really actually am grateful for your description of bright light in the world, because sometimes you have to hang on to those things when there's no perfect describing, no perfect definition. So I'm a writer by trade, and that's what I've spent the last over a decade doing. And I write for regional, local papers, stuff like that. I also do a little bit of content writing, but I'm also just a creative person who finds myself getting involved in a number of projects over the last decade, and they've taken me to some pretty extraordinary places. And right now I'm kind of in the middle of projects, but I am looking forward. My husband and I are for the first time working on one together, which is really exciting for me. I hope really exciting for him. but it's something we're both looking forward to. So that's what's coming up. I don't want to say what it is yet, but it's something that just makes us feel good and celebrates kind of the things that we both love. So,
well, how does it feel right now kind of being in that middle? I know we all find ourselves at some time in between seasons. And how is that feeling for you? Because like sometimes it can make me anxious, but then like there's this anxious excitement thing that happens in the middle. How are you feeling in the middle of this season?
You know what? It changes really day by day. So there's some really exciting, you know, there are exciting moments where you're starting to kind of problem solve something. And my favorite thing ever is brainstorming solutions to really anything. You can kind of get me involved in almost any project. This is a flaw of mine. I can get involved in almost any project once the brainstorming starts, because I get so excited about it that I think that, you know, that might be a good project, even if it's not necessarily the perfect fit for me. So at this in-between stage, that's exciting, the brainstorming. The less exciting part, and the part that makes me anxious, is when you're in between, you are you know, you're in that in-between place, like Dr. Seuss says, and you know, you're making decisions, but nothing's really totally happening. And because it's not real yet, and it's very much up here, it's easier to get a little lost and say, oh, you know, these things are more important. This is real. This is what's real. We have to make dinner. This is still my idea. So that can be a little anxiety inducing, but every time something comes up, like my daughter says, Mom, I really need braces. I'm like, got to get on that. We got to keep moving.
Yeah. So
you're reminded to take those steps that you need to take.
That is, I'm so excited for you. I get giddy about a new project, probably too much. I'm a dreamer. You're a dreamer too. I know you are. I know it's a fun stage, but it's also an anxious time to do it as well. Tell us briefly, just kind of give some context to, I mean, clearly, so you're an in-between season. But also when we're taping this, we're kind of in the, I don't know, where would you call us, like 3/4 of the way through COVID? I don't even know what we don't know, right? We don't know where we are in this piece, but, you know, has your life changed much over the last few months?
Well, so I've worked from home and I've homeschooled for years. So you would think that it hasn't really changed all that much, but it still has, because there's no, like we're based in New Jersey. So we're a pretty highly affected state. So it's been a pretty strict lockdown. And, you know, there's just no getting away from each other. And it's good and bad. You know, I mean, sometimes it's wonderful and you're like, this is so great. And we're learning new things and we're trying new projects together. But other times, you know, you need a little quiet time. And so that's been a little challenging. There's no friends, there's no activities. There's, you know, that kind of stuff is challenging, but it kind of ties into what I was going to, I know what's coming up. I know these questions.
Yeah.
I've watched one of your previous episodes, but I'm just going to tell you if that's okay.
Tell me. Hey, let's skip ahead.
It just reminds me. So I was asked by a group that I did a speaking presentation for, to follow up with them and share with their readers my word of the year, which of course I didn't have one until they asked me. And then I really gave it a lot of thought. And my husband was like, you know, you could just pick one. Like you don't have to like be married to this, but I take these things seriously. So I just weighed it all out. And I mean, it was like an ongoing, you know, we talked about this actually, but it was very ongoing. And I ended up with this word that is tend. And this is very unlike me. Like in previous years, I've done things like shine or sparkle or, you know, create. And, you know, tend seemed so kind of serious and really,
it's little- work.
It's work, but it's almost a little bit more somber in tone, right? There was nothing that I was, but I really felt that myself, my family, my career, we were all needing tending. And it was to the point that I thought things could go really, you know, really get away from me and in a not great direction if I didn't take the time to stop and tend. So I chose this word tend. And then, you know, and I was really serious about it for the first 2 weeks. And then I immediately start with my hustle and bustle that I normally have. And boom, I was hit with the worst cold ever in January. Just awful. Knocked me off my feet. And I was like, well, here you go. I'm tending. And then, oh, my scarf fell off, as I knew it would. I'm going to give y'all a quick scarf.
Wait, listen, Shape, tell them how you learned how to tie a knot today.
I am going to tell you that.
Listen, okay, so this is joy. Remember,
we're going to get back to the tending in a minute.
But you will, don't worry.
Okay, I'm a ponytail wearer. I'm almost always have my hair up, much to the laughter of many of my friends, because I generally usually have very long hair and don't do anything with it. So I looked up a new fun way to do a scarf, and because I'm always seeing these really fancy scarves and I have like a terrible bandana in my hair. So I took this beautiful scarf that I got as a gift from a friend, and it's really silky and probably why it's falling out. But you basically take it like this. I looked this up and I found diagrams. And instead of just going like that, like I normally would, you twist it.
Twice.
Just the one time, you just do a twist at the top. So you're
basically, that's it?
Yes, and so you're basically pulling both sides down,
to their original starting spot. And that's it. And then I'm just tying a little knot and it'll, you know, kind of ramp up my headband wearing a little bit.
Oh, look how cute that is.
So, but anyway, back to tending.
Yes.
I start February back up, you know, back. I'm tending for a little bit as I get well. And then I went straight ahead and started the hustle and bustle. And bam, my daughter and I were hit with a stomach virus. So it just kept happening. And then, again, I set my sights high. I was like, Ed, that's my husband. We have to start doing this, that, and the other thing. And really racing ahead and really not listening to what my word of the year was at all. And then sure enough, you know, the universe with whom I've made this pact that I'm going to tend to everything that's important this year is like, hey, we are going to introduce the coronavirus and you are going to tend. So,
so this is all your fault is what you're saying.
Yes.
The coronavirus falls on your shoulders.
It's all about me. It's all about me. So while I mean, it's absolutely, you know, it's terrible for so many people and I'm, oh, yeah. I'm joking about it for myself. Yeah. It's been, we're so lucky and my family's been so, so lucky and it's, you know, we're so fortunate. But it really has forced me to tend to all the things that were so important. I mean, I have no choice. There is no distraction. There are no activities to get to. There's no play rehearsal. There's actually less work. I usually write an entertainment, a bunch of entertainment writing and all of that has been waylaid. So, you know, I'm that's how it's changed me. It's made me really, really stick to my word of the year like never before.
I love that. Well, I think I'm the same way. I'm a run ahead girl. I'm always on the move. And I can tell you there are many times that I've laid in bed sick as a dog going, okay, I get it. I get it. Slow down. It's time to reorganize. It's time to regroup. And clearly we're going through a global that.
Yeah.
For even the people who maybe didn't think that they were running too fast or running too hard. They're finally getting a taste of the slowness and the space that I think we all need to grow, right?
Absolutely.
You know, that when you can pull some of those things off your plate, all of a sudden there's room for you to remember who you are and what's important and, you know, where you want to go and where you want to grow and what you want to grow.
And explore, you know, it's huge. Little things that you've, you know, maybe wanted to do, but just haven't made time for and couldn't really make time for.
Right.
So it really has, I mean, for not changing much, it really has changed everything, you know?
It's amazing. It only takes a little bit, right?
You're not kidding.
So, okay, well, then talk to me about, you know, with all of this change and with where you are in this season, talk to me about where you are finding joy. What's sparking you to giggle and to laugh and to smile wide? Is there something that you can point to right now, whether it was yesterday or in the last week or in the last month that is sparking your joy?
Absolutely. And there are actually a couple of things and you know, I can talk, so feel free to.
Oh yeah.
Along. But just like I wore these today to remember, but just like little things, you know, that it's again, that busyness, like, you know, we're moving. I don't always have time, despite the fact that my kids are with me almost all the time. I don't always have time to actually sit down and do something with them. So, you know, my daughter, we're doing a new activity every week because why not? So very recently she's been taking to beaded bracelets. So we're, you know, we're sitting on the floor every day, we're beading bracelets, we're wearing different ones, we're making rings. And it's been great because, you know, to just enjoy her. She's 11. I don't have a lot of time left to enjoy her. I know that very soon I'm going to be the last person she wants to hang out with. So that's been really great. And I have to remind myself too, because sometimes while we're beading, I'm like, okay, you know, I just made my two bracelets. Like, can I go now? And she doesn't want me to. And I'm like, I am so lucky. This kid actually thinks that I am cool enough to spend the whole day with. So
listen, that's, and I can attest to that because I, I have a kid. She's going to be in high school. We just graduated her from eighth grade. My brain just can't even. But the minute that, like, I was like ready to the same thing. Like, can I get up now? Can I, can we move on? And like, the minute they want to move on is the minute, like, I don't want to leave the table. Like, no, let's craft a little bit longer. Like, now it's completely the opposite. I don't know why it works that way, but it does.
Well, my 14-year-old is like, he is like, hey, mom, like, I got to talk to my friends and I'm going to do this. And I'm like, don't you want to watch TV with mommy? And he humors me, but you know where you stand. So.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Was there something else? Well, what else enjoy?
This is funny. I don't know. I've just loved, and you and I have talked about this out of here, obviously, not for the whole wide world, but I've loved to see people's creativity bloom out of this.
Yes.
So many, businesses have resorted to, being really creative in how they attract or maintain or connect with their customers, but also people who maybe are, so one of the things I'm thinking of is, and you may have seen it, and I'm so sorry, I can't remember his name, but you'll know it. You gotta look it up.
We can put it in the notes.
Okay, he's the guy doing the Dr. Seuss raps.
Dr. Seuss raps? What is that? Like as in like Vanilla Ice rapping?
Like, he'll do like Fox and Socks, and he's like, Fox and Socks are my, he's
fantastic.
He's epically good. He's so good. He's actually been in the news quite, but you got to find it. And it's things like that. Like I looked him up. He's a producer of something. He's a musician, but apparently he did one of these as an add-on at a show one time, did a Dr. Seuss book, and people loved it. Well, now he's recording them all, but he's a very, he's a very kind of regular looking guy with a library behind him. Like, you have no idea that he's gonna have this secret ability.
I love that.
Knocks it out of the ballpark. So I'm loving things like that, like to watch how people are being creative. And just, there was the there have been like contests online for I think it was, oh my goodness, kind of like a museum. You dress up like your favorite art project or your favorite.
Yes.
And these have been just great ways to stay involved, but also kind of learn and connect in a different way that I wouldn't have had time to dress my daughter up like a painting a few months ago. And now I'm like, let's do it. Why not? And then they learn about that artwork. So I love kind of what's coming out of it in the creative sense.
I love, I'm writing down the words, why not? Because I've heard you say it several times. And I hope that that's something that not only you, but I think our listeners will carry forward, is this attitude of like, why not? Like, let's do things differently. Let's be creative. Let's spend more time doing the things that we love. I mean, why not? Like, why have we not stopped down and done these cool things?
Well, and you know what? I feel like for me, it stems back like over a decade ago. I think, we grow up and we're exposed to our regular lives with our parents and the community that we're from in many cases. I mean, not for everybody, but that was my particular circumstance. And, you're kind of following along a route and you're a little bit afraid to deviate off of that route. I mean, you don't think you are until you've done it. You think you're totally fine. And then maybe something happens. Maybe there's like something exciting or a trauma or whatever it is. And you decide that you're going to veer off. The more you veer off and take these risks of why not, the easier I think they become. So, I mean, these are just little ways to do it. But I try to hopefully live my life that way by saying, why not? Why not try these things?
Right. What's the worst that can happen, right? You make a terrible painting that is, dressed up. I mean, come on, let's do it. Let's
right,
do it.
Exactly.
I love that.
I told myself that when I ziplined across the backyard. My backyard, too. I was like,
That does seem like a terrible idea.
I screamed the whole day. My kids filmed it. And they were like, we're sharing this. I was like, please don't.
Well, that alone, probably the joy that you created for them, and that is probably something that will last for a long time. Yeah. So live okay, off, why not? I'll do the zip line across the yard. So funny. I'm so risk averse anyways, as far as like, not as far as like, I'm not afraid to jump in for things like this or things that won't potentially hurt me. Like, that's where my line is. Like, the why not when there's a potential risk of pain, I'm out. I'm like 100% out. Like, I mean, I'll work out for pain. Like, that's different. But, like, potential for breaking something, like.
No, I am with you. If I hadn't seen them do it, like, 500 times and I knew that I could actually touch the ground.
Okay.
I would never have done it. No.
I feel better about it. I was nervous for you for a moment.
No, I couldn't.
Even though clearly you survived. Yes. You clearly survived it, but I was nervous for you. Like, Danielle, thanks. We're going to talk about this afterwards. This is a terrible choice.
I don't know if you know that I'm just very klutzy, so you should be nervous for me.
Okay. Well, good. It was an innate ability to feel like I needed to take care of you. It was like my mama bear was coming out. Like, oh, yeah, don't jump off of those.
No.
Don't do that. Don't sit back in your chair. It's a terrible idea. Please don't.
It is.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
Hey friends, I know you're loving my interview with Danielle. I know I can't stop giggling, but I wanted to break in and ask you for a favor. I could really use your help. Did you know that every time you leave a positive review on Apple Podcast or make a comment on our YouTube channel or one of our Well-Tended Life social media posts, that it unlocks the door for others to experience the life-tending magic too? So don't just watch, listen, and scroll on by next time. Take a minute and leave us a positive review. Tell a friend to like or follow The Well-Tended Life. Share a post or simply comment away when a topic strikes your fancy. We want to hear from you. Also, make sure you're signed up for our weekly newsletter so that you don't miss out on what's growing on here at The Well-Tended Life. Just head on over to thewelltendedlife.com and plant your email in the subscribe box. Then each week, I'll send out a quick note to all of my Well-Tended Life friends that features inside information on growth, goodness, and general goings-ons that you don't want to miss. And now, let's listen in to the goodness and giggles that bloom in the rest of this chat with my friend, Danielle Davies.
Let's move on to goodness. So, and what I didn't really tell the listeners, and if you've watched some of these in the past, you'll know this as well, is that really every day, this is a part of my journal practice, which is I look back on the day before and I write down one thing that brought me joy, one bit of goodness that I'm grateful for in the day before. So think of goodness as like gratitude, and then growth is a life lesson or little bits of things that I accomplished the day before that is helping to grow the things that I'm watering in my life and my dreams and stuff. So back to goodness. So goodness is really something that you are just feeling really grateful for in this season. Is there something that you can point to? I mean, clearly family, you know, time sitting with your daughter, you know, was also a joy, but it's probably something you're grateful for also. But outside of that, is there something that you can think of?
Well, I'm just, and I feel like it's almost growth too, so I hate to jump ahead, but they're all so, you know,
they're really kind of intermingled for sure. Long.
I'm very grateful. Well, of course I'm grateful for my family on a normal level. Like, you're always grateful for your family.
Of course.
And, you know, you want to say it over and over. So you're like, the universe knows you're grateful. You're like, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for them. Keep right. Everything just the way that it is. But I am like very grateful for, this time, I feel like I've just really, you know, marriages, I've been married for almost 18 years. We've been together for 23 years. There's always peaks and valleys. I feel like we're just really at like a peak, and it has to do with the way we're kind of managing being together all the time, and which is a good thing because, you know, you shouldn't find that this could be the end. I actually said to my mom the other day, and I said it to my cousin today, I was like, I haven't liked him so much since 1996. And obviously I'm joking, but it's just been, as we go through these, you know, as you go through these different seasons of life and your kids hit different ages and therefore different challenges, and, you know, even your home hits different challenges and things can get really stressful in different ways. It's just really, I'm just so grateful that at this point in time, during this, you know, kind of worldwide crisis, and really just even in my own life, that we are like really connected and kind of moving forward with joint goals.
Do you feel like there's something that you have done to tend to that marriage differently? You know, since you're tending to things these days?
A little bit, actually, yes. And I I feel, you know, the personality between my husband and I, we are very different, as many couples are. And yeah. And I'm probably in a lot of ways, we're very alike. We're both very, I don't want to say outspoken, but we're both very outgoing.
Yeah, outgoing. And I would say very direct. Both of you, like, you know, you're both very, I think
Right. Sure. And although I would say I'm much more like polite, but we are both very, I'm better.
No,
the way my mind works is I've got 50,000 things going on at all times. And even if I'm working on, you know, this podcast, I'm present and I have to work to be present. Right. So yeah. It doesn't come naturally to me at all. And it's something that I aspire to do better. But, you know, I can be present in this moment with you because we're like very connected right now. But I also could be thinking of, you know, I could be watering the garden and I am not remotely thinking of that garden. I have got 50 things going on. And so a lot of times when we're talking, what starts off as a normal conversation devolves into me, and I never even really saw it as devolving. It's to me saying, you know, okay, we've got to take care of this and then we've got to do that. And on, by the way, you know, by 2021, I want to have Marie Kondo'd the whole house. And, you know, like I'm just like, I've got the whole thing and I'm like, that's me. I'm gonna, in your words, I'm gonna noodle a thing to death, but all the things. And Ed, as a kid, you know, he had like a lot of attention issues and I've always known this. It's not like this is a surprise, but I guess I just never really, I mean, like sound absolutely horrible, but I never really acknowledged that this is really the way that he works. You know, he is focused at the task at hand, and telling him that by 2021, all his socks will be facing a certain direction is actually really harmful for him, because it's not just that I'm thinking it, it's that I'm it's almost like I'm throwing debris in his highway, and yeah. He's like really cruising down the highway and I am hurling thoughts at him the whole way. So I've really come to realize that like I can have all those thoughts and I can write them down and I can make lists, and but with him, like right now we're working on a treehouse that my dad built for us years ago, and we're updating it for my daughter and we're doing all this fun stuff with it. And he has been working so hard on it and it's awesome. And he's so focused. But I realized part of the reason he's so focused is because I'm not breaking his focus by saying, hey, don't forget, like, we've also got to repair the shed. Like, hey, you know, I really need you over here. Could you help me out with this? Or I'm very worried, you know, I'm appreciating what he's really good at and kind of like just not bothering him as much. And I know that sounds so great.
No, to listener, that's huge.
But I realize that it's not really helpful to anybody for me to have curl those thoughts. I can have them and I can make a mad list. And you know, when we're done this treehouse, I'm going to whip out the next thing, but I'm not going to whip out the next 10 things because it's just not the way he works. And I think, you know, it's obviously high time that I come to realize that. I'm a little bit mortified that it's taken me quite this long, but, you know, I'm glad that I recognized it at all.
My parents have been married over 50 years and my mother still continues to say, like, I just learned something about him today. You know, I mean, like, and, you know, I don't think it stops. I don't think so. I don't feel mortified. I think that just shows that, you know, we're all growing and evolving and changing and adapting. And, you know, I think we're going to continue to do that.
Yeah, I guess that's a good thing, right? Like to acknowledge it and learn it before, you know.
Huge.
Yeah, so that's probably been the biggest growth thing that's, were we on growth? No, we were on gratitude.
We were on gratitude. You're grateful for your relationship.
That is the thing that I'm going to say. That's actually my biggest gratitude right now.
I mean, it sounds like growth too. But I do know that you've been doing, you, at the beginning of kind of this lockdown, you kind of set some goals for yourself as far as like simplifying goes, and don't you have some sort of a goal every day to walk a certain number of steps?
I was like, wait, I do.
Where is she going with this?
Right? I know. I wasn't sure because I was like, oh God, am I still doing whatever you're
Are
talking
about? Are you still doing it? Yes. Okay. So, well, tell everybody, because when you told me about it, I just thought it was so cool because you were like, I don't need to do all the things right now. I just need to do one thing really well and like just accomplish it.
Right. So, right. Exactly. And it's, again, this has to do with really like mine and your kind of personality of like, you want to go, you want to do it. I want to be up at 5. I want to change it all. I want to be up at 5 a.m. I want to have run my 5 miles. I want to have done this. I want to make sure I'm flossing my teeth and I wash my face before bed. And I never miss like a toning of my, you know, like, you want to take care of everything and, you know, and of course you're already doing whatever you're doing to keep you and your family alive, which right off the
bat. Listen, we should get credit for that, right?
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So I tend to like, I was doing like a bullet journal where I have all these goals in it every single day and every single day I'm not doing something and I'm not doing maybe 3 things, but it's like not a joy. It's like frustrating. And when I look at it, I'm like, ugh. And then I'm doing that thing where I'm breaking promises to myself, which is, you know, if you're going to break a promise to yourself, there you go. So, I said, if I could just do this one thing, and I knew that the one thing especially during the coronavirus was not going to be, I will be up at a certain time because I'm also doing some binge watching and book binging. So there was no waking up early, but I was like, I can do this. I've been saying forever, just walk 10,000 steps a day. I'm not going to the gym. I'm not just that. If I can just do that to combat my bread eating, we'll be good. And my bread baking. So I started doing it. And at first, like the first few days, you know, I was like, I did it. And those are the easy days because those are the days where you're looking and you're like, did I do it? You know, it's when you start to, it's a couple weeks in when you start to, you know, get tired or be like, well, I got to 9,000, you know, like, isn't that good enough? I'm close enough. So I've been doing it. And there were a few days that I did miss, but it's been like 6 weeks now and I'm really sticking to it. And a couple of days ago, my daughter found her old Fitbit. And she's 11. She got, you know, she has the kids one. It's just for keeping yourself moving. It's not like calorie counts and stuff like that. And, but anyway, she put it on and now it's really fun because she's like, I'm beating you all day long.
Oh no.
First of all, it's something that, you know, do together a little bit, but it's also, it's just good for everybody. Like it's a good health thing. We're tending to like be a little bit more snuggly because where is there to go? So, you know, you're snacking on warm cookies and you know, you've got to get up and get out. So that's been like a really good thing that I'm grateful for in terms of self-care.
So I think that's growth too, right? You're taking care of your health. You're tending to that one need. And I feel like when you accomplish a goal that it helps you to accomplish the next goal and the next goal. What is it like, there's something about like making your bed, like just that one thing. You know, if you can do one thing and be like, yes, I did this, instead of feeling bad about the 3 things still on your list.
Yeah. Which is why I used to have a list that was like, wake up. So like, basically, obviously I had done it. If by the time I looked at it, I could already cross off one thing.
And I've actually done that. I can't believe I'm going to admit this, but I've totally, like, I have done something and literally the minute I accomplish it, like I write it on my list just so I can check it off. Mm-hmm. I like a list.
I do too. And sometimes, you know, I'll do really big things and then I realize it wasn't on my list. I'm like, what a waste. I just spent all this time accomplishing, like I planted my tomatoes and I'm like, it wasn't on the list. There's gotta be a list here somewhere that I have.
There's gotta be a list. I wish that, you know how on the iPhone, like when you say like congratulations and it throws up the confetti and the balloons or something. I wish somebody would make an app that every time I check something off, it would give me like a dance party and like a, somebody out there, please.
That's you.
This thing. I can't do that. Listen. I my skills are limited, sister. I know what box I live in, and that is not the box I live in. I'm an ideas girl. I'm an ideas girl all day long, but I'm not executing that. So somebody please create that. But actually, I was going to say that my friend Lisa Field and I of Lucky Star Art Camp, who I interviewed on our very first one, but she and I do these like meetups, basically like what you and I used to do, these check-ins. And one of the things that we recently started doing is using this app called Anydo. Anyways, it's basically takes your calendar and your to-do list and it merges it into one thing. So you can look at the day and see all your to-do lists and your calendar items all in the same like screen. It's like the best thing ever. Anyways, you get to check things off. But at the beginning of the day, it helps you, it has you go through everything you have to do that day. And one of the things it always says is, and I believe it's like people with 5 or less things to do in a day have a higher percentage of accomplishing them. So it's like the first thing every single morning, it's questioning me going, do you have too many things on your list? And I actually have appreciated that because I'm the one, I'm like, I'm gonna accomplish all of these things. And although I don't put it in a bullet journal, but like, I'm like, I put it all on the plate, like, and just pray that it's gonna all make it happen. And it never does. And so this is, I'm like 2 weeks in using it. I've enjoyed that reality check of, you know what, maybe you have too many things on your plate today. And who knew an app could do that, right? If an app can do that, it can celebrate
for you. Now, if it can cheer for you, that would even be
better. Listen, I'm telling you, somebody needs to do that.
Somebody needs to do it.
Oh my goodness. Well, thank you so much, Danielle, for talking with me today. This was super fun. We didn't get too off topic. We did pretty good.
I know.
Yes, I think we can check this one off of our list today. But I really appreciate you talking with me about your joy, goodness, and growth. Thank you to everyone out there who has joined us today. I hope that you got some nuggets and some wisdom and just some joy maybe that you get to tuck in today. And my hope is basically out of this whole thing is that you will hear or see something in this interview that has opened the eyes to the joy, goodness, and growth that is happening all around you. It is planted and growing everywhere you look. You just have to open your eyes to see it. And it's there even in the midst of all of these storms. So I hope you see it now. I guess until next time, blessings and blooms, y'all. Bye-bye.
Oh my goodness, friends, I had so much fun talking with Danielle today. I loved hearing about how she's trying to focus in and do one thing really well, how she's managing all of this together time, and I loved her challenge to all of us to veer off of that comfortable path more often. She is stinking hilarious, and I can't believe we went this whole episode and didn't even talk about her run for political office, her motivational speaking career, or that time she spent creating an internet parody that went viral of her living her life with a cardboard cutout of the actor Bradley Cooper. To fill in those fun blanks, go to DanielleDavies.com. That's Danielle, DanielleE, Davies, DAVIES.com, and go follow her by the same name on Facebook and Instagram. And you don't want to miss our next episode of this series about joy, goodness, and growth as I interview author and illustrator Jess Smart Smiley. During our time together, he chats with us about how he began using words and pictures from an early age to communicate, about expected joy, the power of music, his own expectation struggles, and so much more. So make sure to follow The Well-Attended Life on Instagram and Facebook and subscribe today to our podcast and YouTube channels by the same name so you don't miss a thing. And until next time, y'all, blessings and booms.